I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea said Thursday's launch was its largest Hwasong-17 intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, fired during a drill to demonstrate what it called a tough response posture to ongoing U.S.-South Korea military drills. This from state media on Friday. Photos of the launch released on Friday by the country's government media showed Kim Jong-un watching the launch with his daughter and included photos from space, apparently shot by a camera mounted on the missile. North Korea fired the ICBM into the sea between the Korean Peninsula and Japan on Thursday, hours before South Korea's president flew to Tokyo for a summit that discussed ways to counter the nuclear-armed North. The United States military released a video Thursday of a Russian military intercept that resulted in the downing of a U.S. surveillance drone Tuesday over the Black Sea. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The video shows a Russian Sukhoi Su-27 fighter jet dumping fuel as it approaches the U.S. MQ drone from behind and passes over the top. A second Sukhoi fighter jet approaches in a similar manner, and as it reaches the drone, the video feed is disrupted at the moment the U.S. military says the Russian fighter collided with the drone. A final shot shows the video feed restored and that one of the drone's propeller blades has been bent. The video release came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Lloyd Austin spoke to his Russian counterpart about the encounter. He told reporters the U.S. will continue to fly and operate wherever international law allows, and it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner. Pentagon officials said it was the first call between the two defense leaders since October. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Poland has become the first NATO country to agree to dispatch fighter jets to Ukraine. It plans to send four Soviet-made MiG-29 fighter jets. VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is looking to reassure lawmakers and the public a week after the second biggest bank collapse in American history. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Our banking system is sound.
Yellen is the first administration official to testify since the collapses of both Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank and the government's decision to protect uninsured money at both.
Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them.
Through federal deposit insurance and not taxpayer funds. But some Republicans call the move a bank bailout. And as Yellen talked with the Senate Banking Committee, Ranking Member Mike Crapo criticized the government intervention.
I'm concerned about the precedent of guaranteeing all deposits and the market expectation moving forward.
Calling the federal rescue action a moral hazard. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
North Dakota's ban on abortions will remain blocked while legal challenges against the law continue. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
North Dakota Supreme Court's just ruled the state's abortion ban cannot be implemented while a lawsuit continues that challenges the constitutionality of that ban. The ban was designed to take effect once the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. But the Red River Women's Clinic sought an injunction, saying abortion rights were protected under the state constitution. The clinic's director is praising the court's extension of an injunction granted last summer. The clinic has already moved its operation from Fargo, North Dakota, to nearby Moorhead, Minnesota, where abortion is still legal. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. State Department says Special Presidential Advisor for the Americas, Chris Dodd, will travel to Panama and Honduras from Friday to Tuesday. The announcement comes days after Honduras said it would establish formal diplomatic ties with China. Dodd is due to meet with the Honduran officials and private sector representatives, and in Panama, he will meet with government officials and finance leaders. He'll also attend an annual conference for the Inter-American Development Bank. More than 2,000 protesters gathered at Place de la Concorde in Paris on Thursday after France's Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne used a special procedure to push an unpopular pensions bill through the National Assembly without a vote. The move will ensure the bill raising the retirement age by 2 years to 64. The government says the measure is essential to ensure that the pension system doesn't fail. It was passed after weeks of protests and fractious debate. And Gabon's presidency announced Thursday that the transport minister has resigned a week after a ferry disaster that claimed the lives of at least 21 people. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.